It's a cool summer day, and you're walking casually through a local park. Though you live nearby, you've never actually been here before, and it's far bigger than you imagined. Driving by, you've only ever seen the playground and the soccer fields. You knew that behind those lay a few acres of thick woods, but you had no idea there were so many walking paths twisting through the wilderness. Normally, you wouldn't be out here. Hiking isn't really your thing, but you overheard a rumor yesterday that you just couldn't ignore. A couple of men were discussing it in hushed voices, whispering about some little slut they've seen at the park. Though you didn't hear all the details, you managed to pick up on her location. Apparently, she mostly hangs out by one of the park's many public restrooms, specifically the one situated at the far end of the longest trail. Sure enough, after walking for nearly an hour along a thin dirt path, you spot the place they were talking about. It's a simple building of concrete and wood, housing a pair of gendered bathrooms and a simple water fountain. And there, leaning against the wall of the building, is a slender little girl who looks no more than 12 years old. At first, she almost looks like a boy. Her chest is mostly flat, with just the barest hint of breasts pushing against the white tank top. The thin cotton top is so small and so tight that it looks more like a training bra than a shirt. The thin straps barely cover her tan shoulders, and her toned tummy is completely exposed. She's wearing a backwards baseball cap as well, a bright pink one, which seems just a little too big. It sits loosely on her head so that her dirty blonde hair spills out from underneath it, the messy locks just barely long enough to reach her shoulders. The one truly feminine thing about this girl is her slender legs and the tight pink shorts that do almost nothing to cover them. You can see every inch of her smooth athletic thighs, the silky tan flesh glistening with sweat. Her nylon booty shorts are accented with black trim, the hem stopping so far above her knees that it almost seems like underwear. The only reason you know it's not is because the smooth fabric is as damp as her legs are, the wet nylon hugging her hips so tightly that you can see a panty line from here. As you continue towards her, she looks up and gives you a devilish smile, the underage girl rocking on her heels as she speaks. "Hey, mister, what you doing? Looking for someone to play with?" Her voice is like a pedophile's dream. The innocent words make her sound even younger than she looks, but her tone practically drips with lust. The young girl is clearly trying to tease you with her eyes, scanning you for any reaction. You stammer awkwardly, trying to explain that you're just hiking the trail, but between your eyes roaming over every inch of her body and the large bulge forming in your pants, it's clear why you really came. And the little minx seems to notice. Smiling wide, she strolls right up to you with a few playful steps, and then brings her small hand right up to your bulging pants, brazenly squeezing your cock through the fabric like an eager lover. "Are you sure you're just here to hike, mister? Because it looks like you really want to fuck my tight little kitty holes." The tiny girl's looking up at you as she says this, the top of her head not even halfway up your chest. Looking at her face up close, you realize there's no way she's 12. She's even younger. For a second, you think this is a trick, some kind of sting operation to catch perverts, but the way her fingers boldly massage your shaft and the look of intense arousal in her eyes quickly convinces you it's real. You nod your head in agreement, and the little girl's slender grade school body practically quivers in response. The shameless kitty slut bites her lower lip and grinds her thighs together before grabbing your hand and pulling you towards the bathrooms. No sooner are you inside than the little girl's pushing you towards the wall. Her childish strength is nothing to your full-grown frame, but you let her boss you around, entranced by this pushy little tomboy brat. giggling as she traps you against the concrete wall. The preteen begins working on your pants like an excited kid opening a birthday present. Her eyes light up as she yanks your boxers down and finally gets her hands on your throbbing shaft. For a moment, her attention is all on your cock. The prepubescent slut explores your shaft like it's some new toy, giving it a few test pumps, trying to find the best way to grip it with her soft, juvenile hand. That's a big one, mister, and really hard, too. You must really like little girls, huh? She looks up at you as she tightens her grip and begins slowly jerking your cock, staring into your eyes and clearly getting off on the lusty expression she sees. You ever had a little kid give you a hand job, mister? I don't think you have. I can tell. You're really excited. The teasing tomboy rubs her glistening thighs together as you moan in response, and then leans forward, so her face is resting on your belly, looking up at you. The little slut continues to stroke your cock and talk dirty. You want to know how old I am, mister? I bet you do. Most guys think I'm in middle school, but that's just because I'm tall for my age. I'm much younger than I look. And I already look like I'm too little to be playing with nasty pedo cocks. The girl feels you shudder. She bites her lower lip again, suppressing a moan of her own. She loves teasing you, a grin spreading across her face as she continues. What if I told you that I'm only 7, mister? Isn't that naughty? Getting your cock rubbed by a slutty little 7-year-old. While she's obviously very young, there's no way this girl is 7. This close, you can see that her chest isn't entirely flat. Soft, budding breasts are straining against her tight white tank top. No matter how much she tries to hide them, she's at least 9, maybe 10. But the fact that she's pretending to be younger makes your cock throb and jump in her hand. This little girl knows how to turn pedophiles on, and clearly she loves doing it. She's willing to put her age in the single digits if it gets you off. Your obvious arousal reflects back at her. Hearing you moan so loudly makes her quiver in response. The kitty whore sliding her hand down into her tight pink shorts. The grade school tramp lets out a soft gasp as she begins massaging her preteen pussy, her eyes momentarily losing focus. A second later, she redoubles her efforts, stroking you even faster as she leans forward, letting her hot breath fall on your cock when she speaks again. Oh, yeah. Such a dirty man. Getting off to a little 7-year-old hand job. I'm only in 2nd grade, mister. I don't know how to divide yet, but I do know how to tease horny pedophiles like you. You like that, don't you? Oh, you love it when flat-chested schoolgirls play with your big dick. As the words leave her mouth, so does her tongue. The underage slut licking the side of your cock like a lollipop. Her high-pitched voice letting out cute little moans as she tastes your shaft. Despite the nastiness of her lips, though, your eyes are glued to the space between her legs. Her pink booty shorts are bulging, the nylon stretching lewdly around her hand as she plays with her cunt. Already her inner thighs are glazed with wetness, her tan skin glistening with pre-teen girly juices. Glancing up at you, she notices your gaze and smiles wide. Do you want to see my panties, mister? They're super cute. I'll show them to you, but you gotta promise to come all over my face if you do. The little slut doesn't wait for an answer, giving your cock a kiss. She steps away from the wall and bends over, teasing you with her firm, athletic ass and her smooth, tan legs. Those pink booty shorts hug her bottom like a second skin, letting you see the outline of her undies through the stretchy fabric. The naughty child giggles as she sways her hips seductively from side to side. Sliding a hand into the gap between her thighs, she rubs at her plump pussy mound, moaning like a porn star as she teases herself through the thin pink fabric. Finally, she looks back over her shoulder at you, grinning as she hooks her thumbs into the waistband of her shorts and slowly peels the pink nylon from her ass. Soft cotton panties cover the little girl's bottom, squeezing her butt even tighter than the shorts did. They're bright blue, with an image of the little mermaid printed in the center. The red-haired Disney princess smiles up at you from the little girl's butt, a picture of childish innocence. The cute undies are framed by frilly bands of bright red elastic, which circle the grade schooler's hips and legs, contrasting sharply with the pale, untanned skin beneath her shorts. Even more eye-catching than the panties themselves, though, are the lewd stains covering them. Pale white spots of dried sperm are splattered all over the cute kitty undies. The soft blue cotton is stained with the semen from multiple men. The pervert's mess is most concentrated around her pussy. The crotch of her panties is absolutely soaked with preteen girl juice and adult cum. A large wet spot spreading outwards from her childish slit. There's so much leaking out of her that the blue fabric actually sags like some kind of flimsy cum diaper. It's only then that you realize the glistening on her thighs is not due to sweat or her own arousal. It's semen leaking from her freshly fucked pussy. The nasty girl moans as she sees your eyes grow wider with the realization. Reaching down, she slides her hands between her thighs once more, rubs at her plump mound. You watch as her small fingers push against the wet spot on her panties, the pressure forcing more drops of sperm to leak from her overstuffed pussy. The white goo dribbles from the frilly elastic leg holes of her blue undies, adding to the cummy mess coating down her inner thighs. You like what you see, mister? Most perverts do. They see a hot little girl in some cute kitty panties, and they can't hold back. You can fuck my grade school pussy too, mister, if you want. My cunny's pretty sore from the last guy. He was so rough with me, but I can take another cuck. I'm a tough little girl. The blonde tomboy stands back up, kicking her shorts across the bathroom floor before turning to face you, letting you see her kitty panties from the front. A tiny red bow is stitched into the elastic, making them look even more childish. Little white stars cover the blue cotton, their color fading closer as they get to her semen-soaked pussy. First, though, you said you would come on my face, remember? Like an experienced stripper, she sways her hips as she steps back up to you, smiling. She grabs your shaft once more, her soft preteen hand now slick from fondling her cunt. You better keep your promise, mister. I've been wanting to taste cum all day, but every pervert just wants to dump their loads in my hairless little cunt. The underage slut eagerly begins jacking you off again, pointing the tip of your cock at her face as she looks up at you, licking her lips like a hungry whore. Come on, mister. Give it to me. I know you want to. You're throbbing so fucking hard. Once more, the impatient child sends a hand down between her legs, rubbing her pussy through the wet fabric of her Disney panties. her breathing turning into moans as she grows even more aroused. Oh, yeah. You like that, don't you? Seeing a horny little 7-year-old standing here in her cute undies, rubbing her hairless grade school cunt while she strokes your dick, all begging for your cum. Please. Oh, please, Daddy, give me your cum. Oh, I want it so bad. Oh. Shoot that cum all over your slutty little girl. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. All over my hot little body. That was a big load, mister. You got it all over me. I hope you're not done yet. You've got me all wet, and I still haven't come. Stay a little while longer, mister. I promise it will be fun.